KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Serve across, passed off the net. They'll get it and pass it over. Free ball outside Kumpke. Angle attack going way down to make the dig is going to be Uden, and then it's dumped across. Good job by Kennesaw to pick up the kill.
Tonight, the regular season winds down in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils host the Axtell Wildcats and Blue Hill Bobcats in their final triangular. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Murphy again, good toss spin on that. Prasoski, good pass this time. Nickel sets outside. Kring off the double block, down and good. Number 9 in the opening set, and it is game point for Axtell.
Sub-districts begin on Monday, and tonight is the final tune-up for all three schools. It's the Blue Devil Triangler coming up next. But first, in a New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Kennesaw with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Kearney High School for continuing coverage of the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as we get ready for the third and final match of the night. The first two have been clean sweeps. It was Broken Bow taking care of Gibbon, 25-13, 17, and 16, and Kearney Catholic dispatching of Centura, 25-9, 20, and 14. It's time now for Broken Bow to play again tonight. The fourth seed will take on the top seed and third rank, Minden Lady Whippets. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Broken Bow Lady Indians, their starting rotation begins with number 10, a 5'5" senior in Ashley Kirkpatrick. Number 11 is a 5'11 freshman, Alexis Neely. Number 20, 6-foot senior, Julia Loy, their leading attacker. Number 4 is a 5'4 sophomore, Shelby Lemberg. Number 6, 5'8 junior, Krisha Scott. And number 13, a 5'5 junior, Jasmine Brooks. The libero is number 0, 5'5 junior, Rachel Gaston. Head coach of the Broken Bow Indians is Skylar Rohde, assisted by Jessica Gibbons and Katie Rush. Broken Bow is 13-18 on the year. For the Minden Whippets, number 5 is a 5'6 junior, Addison Woodward. Number 4, 5'6 junior, Allie Rouse. Number 13, 5'10 senior, Carly Bauer. Number 10, 5'8 sophomore is Emily Malcolm. Number 3, 5'7 junior, Josie Manson. And number 2, 5'5 senior, Shay Taylor. The libero for Minden is number 1, a 5'1 senior, Anisha Keene. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke and Chris Ostebuer. Minden is 24-3 on the season with 2 losses to Ogallala and 1 to Grand Island Central Catholic. They are ranked 3rd in the state in Class C1. But earlier this year, Minden dropped the game to Broken Bow, won it 2-1. They were at home for a triangular, and that was the same night that they had to play Ogallala. So was Minden's focus totally on Ogallala that night, or did they slip up a little, or did Broken Bow just play very well that night? Probably a combination of them all. But Minden knows that they do have to be awake a little bit against this conference foe, both out of the Southwest Conference. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Taking your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back with the start of our match between the Whippets and Indians after this.
Step Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Some other volleyball from earlier tonight around the area. Adams Central defeated Central City in four sets on the other side of this bracket. So Wood River and St. Paul getting ready to play right now. And then Grand Island Central Catholic will play Adams Central. And that's going on over at Aurora. Also tonight, Anselmo Myrna has beaten North Loup Scotia. Broken Bow, of course, beat Gibbon here. Burwell over South Loup. Shadron beat Gordon Rushville. Chase County beat Cozad. Elwood over Loomis. Kennesaw beat Pleasanton. Sutherland over Medicine Valley. Wilcox Hildreth beat Amherst in games around here. So, if I misspoke, Minden lost to Kearney Catholic. I may have said Grand Island Central Catholic, but Minden lost to Kearney Catholic and 2-2 Ogallala. So apologize if I misspoke about that a little bit earlier. But right now, Minden in the purple uniforms, all headbanded up for the most part. And they will move from right to left. Broken Bow in the white with red will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And we are about ready to get our final volleyball match of the evening underway. The winner will play Kearney Catholic tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the sub-district final right here on Classic Hits. In the wild card points in C1, Columbus Scotus leads it, Shadron second, then Minden, Wahoo, and Ogallala, then Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, and St. Paul. So unless there's a major upset, Shadron, Ogallala, one of those two should get one, and then, you know, Minden probably is in very good shape, but if they're not, then it'll come down to Kearney Catholic, GICC, St. Paul, all battling for that final a wild card, and you have to figure that St. Paul, Grand Island Central Catholic, one of them would have to get to the district final. Otherwise, they might fall out as well. So we are ready to go. Minden from right to left. Broken Bow, who won the toss, will move from left to right, and putting it up to serve it away will be number 10, Ashley Kirkpatrick. And here we go. As the serve is across, then Minden goes to the right side for the first swing. It's down and good from Woodward. And Minden has your first point of this volleyball match. Quick check in is Malcolm, as Keene was in as the libero for the first point. And Woodward will go back and serve it away. Still not a lot of seniors on this team. Bauer, Keene, and Taylor, the only seniors on this team for Coach Ed Rouse. As the serve's across by Woodward. And Broken Bow goes the middle to Loy. She rolls it off the block and gets the kill. So Broken Bow answers right back, and it is 1-1. Back to serve it away will be Morgan Heffley. And Heffley's serve. A knuckleball down the middle picked up by Bauer. They'll set it back to Carly. She tips it across in the middle. The dig is made there by Heffley to the outside. Bow will go. And Scott on the swing. Dugout back row. And from the 10-foot line, Bauer, big swing. It pops off the net and across it goes. Broken Bow tries to pass it over, and they do not get the job done. Minden point. 2-1 Whippets. And Rouse will go back and serve it away. Into the front row, Madsen, as they really move the libero, Keene, in and out. And Rouse's serve. Floats it into the back corner, mishandled, it's an ace, 3-1. Allie Rouse gets the first service point for either team tonight. Rouse looks like she may have sprouted a couple of inches here as the season has progressed, looks a little bit taller. Throws that knuckleball across, Gaston picks it up, Loy tries to take an attack, it's at the net, tipped back by Bauer, Broken Bow will have to go again, tipped across that time by Scott. And the Whippets will get a roll across by Bauer. She puts it inside the back line and gets the kill. First kill of the match for Carly Bauer. And that makes it 4-1. Minden off to the quick start here as Rouse stays at the service line. A little mini jump serve right in the middle, and it's an ace serve as it's passed off the court. 5-1. And that'll be a key, and it has been tonight for the teams that have been winning. Strong serving. And for the teams that have been eliminated a few times, problems on serve receive. Good serve across again. That time handled by Lemberg to the outside. The attack across by Scott, down and good. And Krisha has her first kill for Broken Bow, and that'll make it 5-2. Minden with the lead. They're up by 3. And the serve is across by Loy. Handle on the left side by the junior Madsen. Josie takes it off the back row for the kill. 6-2 in favor of Minden. Broken Bow couldn't pick that one up. And the Whippets to serve it away. Carly Bauer to serve it. Leading at 6-2. Takes that little run at it. Throws the knuckleball across. It's dug out there by Kirkpatrick. Get it to the outside. Another good swing by Scott. Picked up by Bauer. Short right side on the set. Driven across that time by Madsen. Overpass. Broken Bow. Middle attack. Going to be dumped over for the kill. Emily Malcolm. And it's 7-2 Minden. The kind of start that Ed Rouse was hoping for. When you're the favorite, you don't want to let anybody get back into the match and pressure you at all. And Bauer serves it across again. And then dumped across there by Broken Bow. And that makes it 7-3. 7-3 in favor of Broken Bow. They get the kill. And Lemberg will serve it away and get the ace. Shelby Lemberg with the ace serve for Broken Bow. Lemberg serves it across again. Set to the middle, and it's going to be dumped across by Malcolm. Good dig by Broken Bow. They'll tip it across. Picking it up is Woodward. To the outside, the attack by Minden is blocked. They thought there was 4 hits and no block. Instead, Minden returns it out of bounds anyway, and it's still going to be Broken Bow volleyball. And a point for the Indians, and Lemberg will serve again, trying to cut it to 1. 7-6, Minden with the lead. And the serve across stays in the back row. On the dig by Woodward. Now the right side attack up there by Malcolm is blocked, and a free ball above the net is dumped down by Broken Bow's Jasmine Brooks. And the Indians right back in it with 4 in a row. 7-6. And a chance to tie it. Lemberg serve. Sends it strong. Picked up by Bauer. Bauer now with a back row attack. Drives it strong and got the kill. Carly Bauer listed at 5'10", got way up in the air for her second kill. And the ball comes back over to Minden. 8-6. I want to say a special hi out there to Carolyn, who is listening in. Carolyn Bauer, listening for her granddaughter tonight, who's doing a really good job. Glad she's listening as Jasmine Brooks takes the attack for Broken Bow. And it's picked back over Minden on a quick return. And just as we say that, Broken Bow sends it over. And it's going to be dumped over by the setter, Rouse. And Rouse will get the kill. Allie Rouse makes it 9-6 Minden. Malcolm to serve again. Game one, C-110, sub-district match, semifinals. Malcolm serve, line drive into the corner, picked up by Lemberg, set to the outside. Here's a nice swing by Kirkpatrick and give the kill to Ashley. Ashley, one of the 3 seniors on this team with Loy and Heffley. And back to serve it away will be Krisha Scott. Scott had a solid first match against Gibbon with 6 ace serves in that match. In a solid win for Broken Bow. 5 ace serves, let's correct ourselves on that, but still very strong, and this serve goes into the net. So point for Minden, 10-7. The winner of this plays tomorrow at 7. The district final will be on Thursday at a site to be determined. Serve is across by Josie Madsen. Broken Bow rolls it over on a 2 ball, blocked at the net that time, and give the block to Woodward. Woodward with the ace block. And for the last 5 points now went to Minden to put the lead back out to 4 and 11-7. And Madsen to serve it away. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Minden Broken Bow, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And off her back foot is rolled across there by Brooks for Broken Bow. Now big swing from the outside is going to be sent deep by Rebecca Stewart. And out of bounds. 11-8. Broken Bow to serve it. And their libero, Rachel Gaston. The 5'5 junior. And Gaston takes her time. And now lets it fly. Keene picks it up. Goes to Rouse. Set right side. High in the air with the swing is Woodward. Dug out there by the Indians and pass back across. Oh, what a dig and a collision on the Minden sideline between Bauer and Keene. But they're up and okay. Rolled across by Loy. Keene now tries to set it up for Stewart. Stewart off balance, does get it over, and pass back, though. Broken Bow messed up on that one. They had a free ball coming over, and then some miscommunication. They end up bouncing it back out of bounds. Those are the ones Broken Bow will have to take advantage of if they want to hang with and have a chance to pull an upset tonight. But again, it's 3 out of 5, a lot tougher to pull those upsets when you have to play 5 sets. Good, strong serve, Stewart. Good hustle. Gaston ran all the way to the backboard and keeps it in play. Rouse slide, right side, termination for Woodward. And Minden is now up 13-8. Neither team has had to burn a timeout early on in this match, but if Broken Bow doesn't get the ball back soon, we may see Coach Rohde have to do that. Stewart, strong serve right down the line. Picked up by Lemberg, set to the outside. Loy is blocked. Ace blocked by Woodward. Second ace block for Woodward. It is 14-8 in favor of Minden. Stewart to serve again. And sends out one deep. Wasn't sure whether they should play it or not. They took a stab at it, and it's an ace serve and a timeout on the floor for Broken Bow off the Stewart ace serve. Game one, it is Minden 15, Broken Bow 8 on Classic Hits.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Out of the timeout, it will be Minden continuing on the serve, leading it by a score of 15-8. And it's Rebecca Stewart back there. She's got 3 in a row. The last one was an ace here against Broken Bow. And the serve by Stewart. Mishandled. How about another ace? 16-8. Back-to-back ace serves for Stewart. So Minden jumped out 7-2. Then Broken Bow got 4 in a row to re-energize the Indians. And since then, Minden has went on a 9-2 run, 16-8. Stewart just continues to fire aces. Rebecca Stewart makes it 17-8. Rebecca is just, she already looks like a collegiate athlete. I mean, she started as a freshman in basketball last year. She is 5'10", sophomore, very strong, and fires another ace. And even that brings a smile to her face. That is 4 straight aces here for Stewart to make it 18-8. And it makes the game a lot easier when you can fire ace serves. Stewart again, moving it around, and another ace. It is 19-8. And finally, Coach Rohde says, I got to do something to slow this down. So coming in will be Lena Gary, 5'6 freshman. Stewart just stays in that same spot near the right third and kind of keeps firing it to the middle or to the third. Gaston has it, then it's dumped across. One arm up and a return that time, and it's finally put away by Broken Bow. And a point for the Indians, give the kill on the outside to Ashley Kirkpatrick. And now Stewart will check out and gets a big ovation from the crowd behind the bench. And that was a long, long run. It's 19-9. Minden trying to get the ball back, and we have got a net violation on Broken Bow. 20-9, Minden. So couldn't keep the volleyball or pick up any points on their serve. And back to serve it away will be Addison Woodward as we start our second time around the service rotation. 20-9, Minden. Woodward off the top of the net, and it trickles over, man. Nothing you can do about that one. And that is the 8th ace serve of this opening game for Minden, 21-9. Serve, deep middle, picked up there by Kirkpatrick, punched across by Loy, who has been a non-factor in this first set. Rouse sets it to Bauer. Bauer unloads, down and good. Third kill for Carly Bauer. 22-9, and at the moment, Minden definitely playing like the number 3 team in the state, behind Columbus Scotus and Ogallala, who has beaten them twice this year. Serve across by Woodward. There's a good set. Go to the middle. The freshman Gary takes it across. Picked up by Bauer. And the middle attack by Malcolm is off the back line and out of bounds. Side out, broken bow. 22-10. Minden in control of the opening game. And Minden subbed in with the serve in the air with their libero, and it didn't matter. They got the kill. Down and good for Carly Bauer. That's her fourth kill. And it'll be Rouse to serve it away. And again, Minden subs out the libero. Rouse with the serve. Knuckles it across. Here's the set. Heffley, Loy, blocked up front. Bauer, Carly Bauer, ace block. And it is game point for Minden at 24-10. As they are looking to go up 1-0. And Rouse with the serve. Alley down the middle to Gaston. Dug up there by Heffley. Rolled across by the Indians to Bauer. They set it back to Carly in the middle. She unloads. She is able to get the kill. And that is the end of game number one. Dominated by Minden, 25-10 over Broken Bow. We'll be back with the numbers of the opening set as the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament continues right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Welcome back to Kearney High School, continuing coverage of the C-110 Sub-District. The opening set dominated by Minden. Here are the numbers for Broken Bow. Shelby Lemberg had the only points that they were able to garner on serve, three of them. One was an ace. She had one kill. Krisha Scott had a kill. Ashley Kirkpatrick, two kills. Jasmine Brooks and Julia Loy each had one kill. Six kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Minden. Josie Madsen, one service point. Allie Rouse, five service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Addison Woodward, two service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, two kills. Emily Malcolm had one service point, one kill. Carly Bauer, one service point, an ace block, five kills. And Rebecca Stewart had seven service points, five of those being aces. And Minden had 10 kills, three ace blocks, and eight ace serves. Minden wins game number one, 25-10 over Broken Bow. And we'll be back with the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And we'll start the second set. Coach Rouse says, I'll put Rebecca Stewart back there. She had a great first set, and into the net it goes. So Broken Bow will get to serve with a 1-0 lead. And across it comes to the Minden Whippets, and a great set in the middle. Bauer rattles it off the block. Aloy set back to Julia in the middle. She'll drive it over, and we've got in the net. Called on Minden, and Broken Bow's got a 2-0 lead. So they need some positive right out of the gate here in the second set, and they get a little bit. Ashley Kirkpatrick to serve again. And the serve over to Keene. To Rouse, set Bauer, middle. She elevates over the block, down and good. Sixth kill for Carly Bauer. Obviously the leading attacker by far on this Minden Ball Club All-State prospect. And in for Minden, Shea Taylor. And Addison Woodward to serve it away. Woodward line drive serve. Rolls up the arm there of Kirkpatrick. Has to be set back across into the back row by Gary. Now the outside attack by Malcolm. Blocked by Loy. Ace block. Julia Loy gets the first ace block for Broken Bow. And it's 3-1. Morgan Heffley to go back and serve it away. Plenty of volleyball going on tonight with the C&D sub-districts. As Bauer rolls it across from the 10-foot line, picked up by Heffley. High set to the outside, a near-line termination for Krisha Scott. Scott with her second kill, and Broken Bow up 4-1. So Broken Bow picks themselves up off the mat and ready to go here in game two. As the serve is across, dumped over there by Rouse. Rouse will pick up the kill. And it's a point for Minden, her second kill, 4-2. And Rouse to serve it away for Minden. Floats it across the far line to Kirkpatrick. Pass too close to the net. And the attack goes in to the net. We're going to call that an ace serve officially. And Rouse with her third ace. And again, Broken Bow is going to have to be able to pick up these serves. That was their demise in game one. Gaston gets that to Heffley from the 10-foot line. It's rolled across there by Scott. Minden goes quickly into the middle, tipped across by Malcolm. It hit the net, so it popped it up, gave Broken Bow some time. Left side attack, driven through the block that time by Scott, but it's picked up. Bauer, big swing, blocked by Loy. Great rally going here. Free ball above the net, tipped down by Broken Bow, and Lena Carey gets the kill. 5-3 Indians. Good action on that point. Both sides, some good power at the net. And Loy now to serve it away. Julia across Keene gets it to the back row, and it's going to be driven home by Bauer. Bauer was just behind the line. She wasn't actually in the back row, or that would have been illegal. Bauer gets her seventh kill and now goes into the back row to serve it away for Minden. Don't forget Monday Night Football just getting underway. Packers-Bears airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. Middle attack here, down and good by the Indians and Jasmine Brooks. So Broken Bow battling here early in game number two as they are up 6-4 after the Whippets dominated the opening set 25-10. And they're going to leave Lene Gary in there. She serves it across, pass stays in the back row from way back there. It's driven down by Bauer, and she still gets the kill. Bauer was maybe only about 7 feet on the court and got her kill to make it 6-5. And it'll be Emily Malcolm to serve it away. Malcolm trying to tie it up here early in the game and puts it into the net. Second service error here of this set for Minden. And it comes back over to the Broken Bow Indians, and Krisha Scott will serve it away. Scott floats it across to Keene, overpass, free ball, and Minden will get a break here because Broken Bow mistimed their jump, and it sailed right over the head of Kirkpatrick. Everybody just thought Ashley was going to get it, and it fell to the floor. So Keene is going to actually get a point on that, and it's 7-6 as Mattson serves. And it's going to be an ace, and we're tied at 7. Second ace of this game, 10th of the match. In Lincoln, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Nebraska 33, UNK 15 in an exhibition game. And a service error here now after the ace, an error for Mattson. And Broken Bow regains the lead at 8-7. Back to serve it away will be Rachel Gaston for the Indians. 13 wins on the season compared to 24 for Minden. Over to Keene, back row attack again. Bauer, and she is on fire right now. Carly Bauer with her fourth kill of this game and ninth of the match. 8-8. And back to serve it away will be Stewart. Rebecca Stewart, who had five aces last game, serves this one down the line to Loy. Set it back to Julia. Her angle attack down and good. So Julia Loy with her second kill. And it's 9-8, Broken Bow. Back to serve it away will be Ashley Kirkpatrick. And Kirkpatrick comes right to the middle of that service area. Takes a high floater to Bauer. Rouse just keeps feeding the beast. This time those are going to go to the right side of the kill for Addie Woodward. Addison with her third kill. And back and forth we go on the merry-go-round. It is 9-9. Both teams subbing. Checking out will be Neely for the Indians, and back in Morgan Heffley. Serving it away, Addison Woodward for Minden. Across to Gaston. Bump set. Standing spike across there by Gary. Handled by Madsen. Set to the outside. Bauer from the 10-foot line. Takes it off the tip. Broken Bow tries to get it back but can't. And that's kill number 10 for Carly Bauer. And Minden will take their first lead of the second set here at 10-9. And the serve by Woodward. Trouble again for Broken Bow, but Loy gets a swing off the tip. The dig is made by Woodward. And from the 10-foot line, a standing spike across that time by Malcolm. Set to the outside, and it's going to be the freshman, Gary. Good run down by Keene, and punch back over by Rouse. Here comes Broken Bow. Back to Gary. Over the double block, but that time it's wide and out of bounds. Point Minden, 11-9. As the Whippets continue to put a run together here in game number two after winning the opening set 25-10. Woodward serve. Picked up that time by Kirkpatrick. Set middle for Loy, and she unloads. And Julia Loy with her third kill. Side out Indians. And it's 11-10 as Heffley gets ready to serve it away. The winner plays Kearney Catholic tomorrow. They swept out Centura earlier tonight. Rouse sets again. Bauer this time taps it across, waiting for it. Kirkpatrick set it to the outside. The attack into the net. Four hits called. Point Minden. 12-10. Rouse now to serve it away. She's got three ace serves already in this match. The team, as a total, has 10. And make it 11. As they let it go, and it lands on the back line for point number 13 here for Minden. Rouse with her fourth ace serve. Nothing special. Rouse just keeps moving the volleyball around. And Allie takes it a little more angle and gets another ace. Ace serve for Allie Rouse. It's 14-10. Coach Rohde conversing with her assistants. Should we use a timeout? They're not going to use it right here. Rouse with the serve. Knuckleball across. That one is picked up by Kirkpatrick. Out of the back row, it'll be punched across by Scott. Set middle. Malcolm block. Ace block, Loy. And Julia Loy, the senior, with her second ace block. Side out here for Broken Bow. Loy will go back and serve. And Brooks will re-enter into the front row. Loy serve. Floats across to Taylor. Here's the slide. Malcolm. Angle attack down and good. Emily with her second kill. 15-11 Minden. Minden won the opening set 25-10. Now Carly Bauer will serve it away for Minden. Don't forget at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show with the complete rundown of the stats and coaches interview as the serve comes down the middle to Gaston. Bump set to the outside. Floated into the back row by Scott. Picked up Bauer. Set outside. Stewart. Big swing off the rafters. Picked up Kirkpatrick. Passed across, but out of bounds. Point Minden. And Minden has won on a 5-1 run to take a 16-11 lead. And Bauer to serve. Carly waits and fires. Picked up Gaston, but again, the setter, Heffley, is running all over the place to get the volleyball. Here's Rouse, sets to the middle. Stewart, down and good. Rebecca Stewart, that is her first kill of the match. And it's 17-11. Broken Bow down by six. And Bauer to serve. Little jump serve that time. Good strong one. Picked up. Broken Bow goes to the outside. Angle attack is deep and out of bounds. And a timeout will be called by the Indians. Minden won the opening set 25-10. They're now up 18-11. Game two here in the C-110 Sub-District Semifinals on Classic Hits.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
High school volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from Kearney High School, where we are playing our third match of the night. Jenna Denny has checked into the ball game here for Minden, as they are up 18-11 in game two. And the serve is coming up for Carly Bauer. She's looking for four in a row. Handled by the Indians, set to the outside. Scott mishit it, and the attack error makes it 19-11. So Broken Bow came out, had the lead at 9-8. Since then, an 11-2 run by Minden. Bauer continues to serve strong to Gaston, set out of the back row. Has to be rolled across by Brooks. Whippets Denny, sets to the middle. The attack over the back line and just out of bounds. Point Broken Bow. And serving it up will be Lena Gary, as the Indians need to answer right back here after that long run by the Whippets. Cross to Bauer, short set right side, the attack Malcolm, and she's able to cut it in. Third kill for Emily Malcolm, and Minden gets the ball right back, leading it by a score of 20-12. If Minden wins, they get another rematch with their nemesis, Kearney Catholic, tomorrow night. And the serve by Malcolm across to Gary, and punched over, just barely getting it over, is Brooks. Minden struggles to get it back, but they do, into the back row to Gaston. Here's a good set to the outside. The attack is blocked up front by Minden, and Woodward picked up and rolled back over by Scott. Quick set in the middle. Woodward's attack down and good. So Addison with the good defensive block, and it ends up getting her the kill later on the point. Malcolm to serve again. Bounces the volleyball a few extra times and serves it across. Picked up there by Gary, set to the outside. The attack by Kirkpatrick, and Minden is going to be called in the net. 21-13 Minden, and to serve for Broken Bow will be Krisha Scott. And back into the front row is Alexis Neely. But Minden has pretty much been in command. Good strong serve back middle to Bauer. Rouse sets high middle. Stewart on the attack. Into the net. Four hits. Point Broken Bow. 21-14. And Krisha Scott would love to get a run going here for the Indians. High short serve at the 10-foot line. Set to the outside for Denny. Denny off the tip. Down and good. Jenna Denny gets her first kill. Side out Minden. And it'll be Denny's turn to go back and serve it away at 22-14. Jenna goes deep in the service area. A little mini jump serve at him. Picked up by Gaston. They kind of open up a little late for her, but she still handles it. Gets it to the outside for Brooks, and Brooks will put it down for her third kill. She'll check out. Gaston will serve. Loy's back in the front row. 22-15. Minden, Broken Bow serve. Cross to Denny. Rouse sets it to the middle. Here's Stewart. She has to roll it across to Gaston. The set made by Scott. Back right. Did they get it across? Blocked by Minden, they say. And then Loy on the swing. Blocked by Woodward. Another free ball smacked over by Loy. Minden still alive, and Woodward sent it deep and out of bounds. But Broken Bow was in the net. And so Minden's going to get the point an inch closer to a 2-0 lead. And Rebecca Stewart will go back and serve it away, leading it by a score of 23-15. Stewart serve. Clipped the net, and it fell over for an ace. The sixth ace serve for Rebecca Stewart. And it will be game point. Broken Bow has a timeout, but they will elect not to use it. And Stewart to serve, 24-15, game point. Stewart serve, Gaston pops straight up in the air and stays in the back row. And Loy from the 10-foot line, good swing on that one. Stewart with the dig, set outside. Here's Bauer off the block, it's out of bounds. And Carly Bauer gets her 11th kill And Minden wins game number two, 25-15. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Welcome back to Kearney High. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Let's take a look at the second set stats here. First of all, for Broken Bow, it was Krisha Scott with one service point and one kill. Lena Gary had one kill. Ashley Kirkpatrick had a service point. Jasmine Brooks had two kills. Julia Loy, two ace blocks and two kills. And Morgan Heffley, one service point, six kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Minden, Josie Manson had an ace serve. Allie Rouse had three ace serves and a kill. Addison Woodward, two service points, two kills. Anisha Keen picked up a kill. Emily Malcolm had a service point and two kills. Carly Bauer, four service points, six kills. Rebecca Stewart, two service points, one was an ace, one kill. And Jenna Denny had one kill. 14 kills, no ace blocks, five more ace serves as Minden takes game two, 25-15. They're up two games to none over Broken Bow, and we'll be back with the third set right after this on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Well, Broken Bow looked like they were going to really give Minden a tussle there in game two. Played well the first 9 points. They were up 9-8. It was back and forth. And then Minden just went on a tear. And next thing you know, it's 19-11. And Broken Bow serves to start game number three. Right side attack down and good by Woodward. And that'll be her fifth kill. Minden was very close to stepping across the center line that time by the center, Allie Rouse, but just got a little bit of the tape there. And now Woodward will go back and serve it away for Minden. Looking for their second victory in two attempts against Broken Bow this year. And it's an ace serve. It's passed back over the net and out of bounds. And that has really been the story. That is the 14th ace serve for Minden tonight. And that was just their first serve of the third set. But it is into the net after that. 2-1. Bauer has 11 kills for Minden. Stewart has 6 ace serves, and Rouse has 5 ace serves. For Broken Bow, nobody has more than 3 kills, Loy and Brooks. And Broken Bow gives it right back over on a service error. Again, earlier tonight, Broken Bow swept Gibbon in straight sets, 25-13, 17, and 16. And then Kearney Catholic swept Centura, 25-9, 20, and 14. Minden with the volleyball. Bauer on the attack. Just keeping it alive, Broken Bow, but not enough to return it. Bauer will get her 12th kill. 4-1 Minden. Off to a quick start here in game number three. It was Broken Bow that got the quick start in game number two. Server Croston. Heffley sets to the outside. Scott tried to tip it over, but tipped it into the net. 5-1 Minden. Rouse with 10 points from that service line already as they are clicking along right now. Rouse is serving to the back middle to Gaston. Here's the set by Heffley. Slide Loy. Loy, angle attack down and good. And that'll be the fourth kill for Julia Loy. Get the ball back on the Indian side of the net. And Loy will serve it away. 5-2 Minden. leads it by three. Don't forget more high school volleyball tomorrow. We're back here for the sub-districts, and then whoever advances will follow them in the district final on Thursday. As the sets to the outside, Jenna Denny, and Denny will drive it home. Her second kill. Wednesday, high school football. Amherst is at Loomis. 7 o'clock kickoff here on Classic Hits. All on ESPN Radio, 1460. Kearney Catholic will be at Boone Central in Albion. Serve is across, and the outside attack, Broken Bow, is going to be deep and out of bounds. And Minden is up by a score of 7-2. And now a little work on the net over there. Looks like they'll get the antenna back where it needs to be. And Carly Bauer to serve it away. Bauer serve. Picked up, but passed into the net, and into the net for an ace serve, 8-2. Carly Bauer picks up the service ace. Not much to say right now as Bauer just fires another one across. There's a front row pickup that time by Brooks, and it lets them get the ball across. Denny will roll it over. Dug out there by Heffley, set to the middle, and the attack is a beautiful one. Hits the ceiling. It kept it alive momentarily for Minden, but give the kill to Jasmine Brooks. And that'll make it 8-3, and Broken Bow on the side out. Give the ball to number 9, Lena Gary, to serve. And across it comes to Denny. Set to the right side. The attack off the net, Malcolm, and it bounces out of bounds. Point, Broken Bow. So Gary will get a chance to serve again. Broken Bow has not been able to really put some runs together here as the serve floats across. Dug out by Woodward. Rouse sets middle to Stewart. She slams it off the net. It spins across. Quick return that time by Brooks. Minden has to track it down. Denny from the 10-foot line, and in the net it goes. Point, Broken Bow. 8-5. And Gary going for three in a row now. Gary serve. Back middle, picked up by Woodward. And slapped across by Bauer out of the back row. Picked up Gaston. Heffley sets middle. Brooks, big swing down and good. And when they pass the ball well, Broken Bow is a good volleyball team. When they don't pass the ball well, it's pretty obvious. And Gary now going for four in a row. 8-6. Gary serve. Cross to Denny. Rouse sets. She'll dump it across, and that catches Broken Bow. So Allie Rouse trying to keep Broken Bow on their toes and makes it 9-6 as Emily Malcolm will serve now for the Whippets. They're up 2 games to none, 25-10, 25-15, and they lead 9-6 here in the third. Serve down the middle, picked up by Gary. Bump set to the outside, rolled across by Kirkpatrick at Malcolm. Short set middle. Woodward goes against the grain, down and good. Sixth kill for Addison Woodward, 10-6 in favor of Minden. And back to serve it away for the Whippets will be Emily Malcolm. Malcolm surveys the defense. Takes her time and now serves it across. Picked up by Heffley. Back set middle. Here's the attack. Brooks, it's deep and out of bounds. And so Broken Bow got four in a row. Minden's got three in a row, and they're still serving 11-6. So anytime Broken Bow makes any kind of a run, Minden answers. And the serve. Picked up in the back row by Heffley. Set outside for Kirkpatrick. Goes over the double block that time, and Ashley gets her third kill. Ashley really got up that time and drove it straight down. Side out for the Indians. Krisha Scott to serve it away. Do you want to thank Mitch Stein and the crew here at Kearney for their hospitality? Back again tomorrow. Serve it keen. Good pickup that time by Rouse, and it's rolled over by Stewart. Broken Bow goes to the outside. Scott dug out by Bauer. Back set. Miscommunication. Stewart has to bump it across, and it's passed right back over by the Indians. Stewart has to set this one, almost sets it to the ceiling. Denny high in the air, slaps it over off the block, and Broken Bow sets outside. Kirkpatrick on the angle gets another one. Back-to-back kills for Ashley Kirkpatrick, and it's 11-8. Coach Ed Rouse talking with his front row about how to adjust on that. Scott serve. Knuckles this one over to Bauer. Rouse sets it middle. Stewart, humongous swing, and is stuffed one-on-one. Jasmine Brooks is there to get the ace block. That is power v power right there, and it's 11-9. So Broken Bow not just going to roll over. They want to play some more volleyball. As the serve is across, Rouse back set right side. Woodward swing off the block of Brooks. It comes to Broken Bow. Kirkpatrick hits it off the net. Denny with a good up. Ooh! Rouse and Keene ran into each other. The ball goes over. Broken Bow called for the double hit. And so Minden gets the ball, but Rouse took one of the chops that time. And she's up. She's going to shake it off. Must be the wrestler father in her right there. 12-9. And the serve across by Jenna Denny. Broken Bow on the attack. Off the net, down and good. Jasmine Brooks has come alive here in the last time through this front row. Time for her to rotate out, but three kills and an ace block here. And it's a side out for Broken Bow. 12-10 Minden, third set. Whippets up 2-0. And it's Rachel Gaston on the serve. Bowers pass a little off the mark, but they get a bump set to her, and she will fire it into the far right corner. Just about taking out our lines, Judge, but it was good. And Carly Bauer with her match-high 13th kill. It's point number 13 for Minden, 13-10. And Rebecca Stewart to serve it. And across it comes to Gary. Handled well. Loy on the attack. Bauer on the dig. Pass back onto the court. Left to be bumped across by Stewart. To Loy. Here is the set back to Julia in the middle. Off the double block. Dug out by Stewart. Set it to the outside. Bauer adjusts. Near line. Kill is good. Back-to-back kills for Carly Bauer. 14-10 Minden. That allows Stewart to stay on that service line again. She had five ace serves in a row in game number one, which blew that set open. Stewart serve. Deep middle. Gaston handles it. Here's the set by Scott. Right side attack. Blocked up front that time by Woodward. Broken Bow is there. Passes it back over into the corner to Stewart. Rouse, short set, Woodward up, blocked by Loy. Doug Bauer, Woodward again, picked up into the back row for Broken Bow. They scramble, but they will pass it across. Keene with the dig, Rouse with the set, Bauer with the attack, end of point. Kill number 15 for Carly Bauer. Time out, Broken Bow. Minden 15, Broken Bow 10. They're up 2-0. We're in the third set here on Classic Hits.
There's just one place where students are students first and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Rebecca Stewart will serve, and Broken Bow goes right side. Kirkpatrick on the attack. It's called deep. Broken Bow fans did not like that. And it's 16-10 Minden. Stewart on the serve. Line drive. Man, what power to get it that deep. And a double hit called off the set here, they're going to say. So it's 17-10. And Stewart has picked apart Broken Bow serve receive again here with four in a row. 17-10. Gaston is handling him. Bump set by Scott. Back row attack Loy into the net. 18-10. Brooks is going to try and come in and settle things down to the back row. Stewart with five in a row. None of them aces this time. Just keeps stronger and stronger, and just as we say that, it's an ace serve. 19-10, Rebecca Stewart. Seventh ace of the night for the sophomore. For Minden, Stewart spins that volleyball, hammers it again, and it's another ace. 20-10.
I don't know who her boyfriend is, but he better not ever make her mad. That's all I got to say. 20-10, Rebecca Stewart. She will slap him silly with that kind of accuracy. And Minden is on fire. That's just they're serving well, and Broken Bow just hasn't been able to pick them all up, and they're not making very many errors. This is a good pickup. Kirkpatrick on the attack. Blocked in the middle that time by Woodward. Broken Bow goes to Kirkpatrick again, and that time it is dug out of the back row by Marissa Weaver, who comes in. And then Weaver gets the kill. So Marissa Weaver comes in and kind of sheepishly grins. And timeout, Broken Bow. Their season 4 points away from ending, and so they're going to huddle one more time here. As Minden is in complete control, we'll take a timeout.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
17 points from the service line so far tonight for Rebecca Stewart. It seems like 30, but out of the timeout, she'll serve again to Gaston. There's a nice set. Loy's going to get a swing. She'll drive it across, and that's down and good, and it will bring the run to an end with the fifth kill for Julia Loy. But it is 21-11 Minden, and back to serve it away is Ashley Kirkpatrick. And Kirkpatrick trying to get some more points on the board here for the Indians. Far corner, nice serve in the corner for the ace. So give Kirkpatrick an ace serve in there as well for Minden. Abby Sanders, Coach Rouse, giving some kids that don't see a lot of varsity time at least a chance here with this match seemingly well in control. Rouse sets right side. Woodward still in there. One arm up, it hit the ceiling, and straight down it goes. Woodward with the kill, her seventh. 22-12, Minden. And Sanders will check out. Malcolm will check in. Woodward will go back and serve it away. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next here on Classic Hits. Final stats, a chat with Coach Ed Rouse. Here from the 10-foot line, Loy on the attack. It is just deep. 23-12, Minden. And this is the kind of effort that they will need tomorrow night against Kearney Catholic as Coach Rouse wants to sub one more time. And sliding in there is Boudreau. Shanae Boudreau will come in, and Shea Taylor will check out. Addison Woodward to serve. 2 points away from a match. I thought we'd have at least one go some extra time tonight, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. Here's the set, Heffley. Off the left side will be driven across by Gary. Dug out Woodward, set Bauer. Bauer unloads one more time. Kill number 16. And it is match point for Minden, 24-12. Addison Woodward to put the ball in the air to send Minden to the sub-district final. And Woodward's serve hit the net, fell over for an ace, and that's the story of the night. The third ace of the night for Woodward, and that will end the match, 25-10, 25-15, and 25-12. As Minden improved to 25-3 on the season, and Broken Bow will end their year at 13-19 in this battle of Southwest Conference foes. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, right after this on Classic Hits and PlantRiverPreps.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where our three matches are in the books at the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. And as expected, Minden and Kearney Catholic have advanced on to tomorrow night's final, 7 o'clock, pregame at approximately 6:50 here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll also follow the winner to Thursday's district final, where they will play Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Paul, Wood River, even Adams Central has shown signs of life, and they'll play Central Catholic later tonight. So we will have that district final coming up on Thursday. The Class D district finals are coming up on Friday, and we anticipate a Bertrand-Giltner matchup, which would be a 1-2 in the state rankings. If that doesn't happen, we will probably have some other teams to cover, whoever comes out of those two districts, but that's what we are planning for on Friday night. Wednesday, it's high school football. Kearney Catholic will play at Boone Central, 6 o'clock on ESPN 1460, Amherst at Loomis, here on Classic Hits. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, downtown in Orton, Nebraska. That's their storefront, but they serve the entire state of Nebraska, all the athletes, all the schools, and have for decades, getting you better equipped for the games you play with the right equipment and the right gear from Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the numbers now from that third set. First of all, for Broken Bow, I had Krisha Scott with 2 service points, Lena Gary with 3 service points, Ashley Kirkpatrick with 2 kills, Ashley Kirkpatrick had an ace serve and 2 kills. Then we go down to Jasmine Brooks, who had an ace block and 3 kills, Julia Loy, 2 kills. 7 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve for Broken Bow. For Minden in set number 3, Allie Rouse had 2 service points and a kill. Addison Woodward, 4 service points, 2 of them aces. She had 3 kills. Emily Malcolm had a service point. Marissa Weaver had a kill. Carly Bauer had 2 service points. 1 was an ace and 5 kills. Rebecca Stewart put together another long run with 8 service points. 2 of them were aces. And Jenna Denny kicked in with 1 kill. Minden had 11 kills, no ace blocks, and you can tack on 5 more ace serves for Minden in that third and final set as they win it 25-12 to sweep tonight's match. We'll give you the cumulative stats and talk with Minden coach Ed Rouse right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know. Especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the cumulative stats here in just a moment. But first, we want to talk with the head coach of the Minden Whippets, Ed Rouse, whose team just won their 25th match in impressive fashion over Broken Bow in straight sets. And, coach, as we said earlier tonight, it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you win and advance on. But kids look pretty good tonight.
Thanks, Doug. Thought they worked hard and really didn't want to leave Broken Bow in it and get a big shot from them with another match tomorrow night. So I thought they did a good job keeping the pressure on.
Obviously, as you point out, very important. You don't want to be strung to 4 sets or get any stress on the opening night when you're the number one seed. But they did take a set from you earlier this year. Obviously, that was also the night you played Ogallala. So I know that was part of it. But yet, Broken Bow took a set from you. I'm sure you probably mentioned that a couple of times.
Well, after the first set did. Otherwise, didn't when we come in. Just knew that I the girls respected them because they have a good game. And so anyway, wanted to keep the pressure on. But that night, yeah, that was a little bit different. With we just lost Ogallala, and I don't think I handled that very well. And that was a good big reason for that. I have a lot of – that was my fault on that one. The girls played the first set real tough. The second set just kind of let some things get to us. But anyway, they rebounded tonight.
Well, it's obviously the story of tonight is your – tough serving. I had you for 18 ace serves in the match tonight. Wow. Led by Rebecca Stewart, who looked like she had poison on a dart back there. I mean, it's just a special night. It doesn't matter who's on the other side of the net. That was just solid serving all the way around.
She's always been a gunslinger. And, you know, there's times that it doesn't go very good, but in this game you've got to be risky. And so when she goes back, I know it could be, they could put a hole in somebody or it could put a hole in the back wall once in a while, but she keeps a level head through all of it a lot better than I do. So I'm happy when she goes back to serve because I know there's could be a run coming for our team.
Let me ask you a different question here. When you get the roster, you send that roster in, that's back at the beginning of the year. That's like the first practice in August. Looks like some of those girls might have grown a couple inches here during the volleyball season. Is that accurate?
Who do you think?
I just say it. It looks like, or else they're playing taller. I mean, it just looks like they're a little bit more mature. Sometimes you don't see that part of it during a season, especially when it's, you know, 2.5 months long. They just look like a different volleyball team. And of course, I haven't seen you since the start of the year, but they look a little bit more mature tonight.
They might be a little bit taller, but honestly, Doug, I don't even do our heights. It comes from our school nurse from their physicals. So I know there's some, when I looked at them and they had some of our kids like an inch shorter than I thought they were, I asked the kids. So I know it was without their shoes on, but that was their physical. So I said the same thing. Josie Madsen, 5'7". I wouldn't have guessed that. And Carly, I thought it was probably 5'10 or 11, or 5'9. I don't know. So I just don't put anything in that. But yeah, that could be that they're taller. That's a good thing. Hopefully they keep growing.
Let's talk a couple more about the match tonight. Addison Woodward, she had a very good night for you. As far as attacks, served well. Also, kind of stepped up at the block there. On the net tonight, whether she was the one making the block or whether she was up there in tandem.
Yeah, she, for 5'5", and she is 5'5", she really has some good ups. She's a super athletic kid. I think she had kind of felt like maybe she wasn't on top of her game for a while, so tonight I thought she'd come out and played better. It's got to be confidence going into tomorrow's match and being towards the end of the season that she's playing well. And I know Allie was going to her quite a bit tonight, and that's really neat, too. I like to see her keep the ball on those kids, and even if they aren't playing well, they get them back on the saddle on and go. So, yeah, I thought Woody did a good job tonight.
Allie got popped in the mouth there in the third set. She got up and continued to play. Is she okay or is she a little sore?
She'll hear about that. She should have communicated. I mean, you're going to get run into if you don't say what you're doing. So, I mean, tough love from Dad, but if you're running across the floor to save a ball and somebody else going for it, you better let them know the train's coming. But, yeah, I think she's all right. She's
I said that
gotta
was
be
the,
okay.
That was the wrestling background in her that made her do okay right there. Let's get to it. I mean, we've been waiting for it. Pretty much were assured at the beginning of the year that if everybody played to their top level of volleyball, that it would be Kearney Catholic and Minden playing in the sub-district final. And you draw them again tomorrow, and we can bring up everything we want to bring up. But what's it going to take, and what are you seeing out of the Stars team this year?
Well, I've seen them go up and down. I seen, of course, when Herbert was gone, and they're just so good at ball control. We knew coming into the season, we played them a couple, three times this summer. Their backcourt defense is great. To me, that since we played them early in the season, and especially now they have Herbert back and they get kids back into their positions, their offense is a lot better. Oprek looked really good tonight. She swung a lot of balls tonight down, and obviously their left sides can really bang the ball, but I mean, it's trouble. Our girls have got to be focused tomorrow on not getting mental if they dig balls, because they dig a lot of balls. They are just really super good. I think they're the best backcourt team in the state, and maybe in every class possibly, but they dig so many balls. And Morgan Studi, man, it's like she got a letter a day ahead on where you're going to hit the ball. She's there. So I think that, you know, number one, we're not going to have 18 ace serves tomorrow. We could probably serve exact same match tonight, and we may end up with one or two. They're going to handle it. So we've got to battle. We've got to find a way to get points.
other than ace serves, of course, and a lot of kills. We've got to do some other stuff. We're going to have to play the net tight, tough. We just got to do that. We got to be much more efficient. We can't give away points. If we have unforced errors, they're not going to give away very many. I mean, it's a tough trade-off. But look forward to that game. You're right. We've been waiting for this game and knew it was going to come down to this. And so it's the way it should be.
Fans want to know opinion from both coaches on wild card points. Chris thinks that they need to win because of the way some things are going to go. You guys are setting in the 3 slot. I know everybody wants to win the district, but do you care to comment on that portion of where you guys are setting?
We thought we were okay last year when Kearney Catholic beat us. We thought we were going to be okay. And it's not a fair wager, a smart wager to put anything on somebody else earning your way to state. And so, you know, I'm sure they have to win the way it looked to me. And I haven't figured their points, just looking how far they are down, that with Ogallala in front of them and Shadron in front of them, there's at least one that has to come out of that district. I think Gothenburg's in front of them. We're in front of them. So I would agree without looking at their points that, yeah, they probably are going to have to win it. I would say the same with Grandel and Central Catholic. And they both made great charges at the end of the season. They played tough schedules. And so, but I'd say, Kearney Catholic's up quite a ways from where I thought they were. But either way.
What about where Minden is setting in the wild card points?
Well, like I said, we thought we were going to be okay last year, and a couple teams dropped down at the very end. And so my feeling is the best way to get there would be to win. I don't know what's going to happen after that. I think SCOTUS tonight is going to have a tough Lakeview team that has beaten Aurora twice, who Aurora in the middle of the season I'd have said is one of the best teams in the state. So to me, I think, it's just a crapshoot, and I sure hate putting it on that. Last year was a heartbreaker. We felt we were definitely one of the top 4 teams, if not higher in the state, and Kearney Catholic we knew was probably number 1. That finished the way it should as far as ability, but that's no fun to stay home, and I don't want to go through that again. So I'd much rather win tomorrow night and be a step closer.
I guess the question that I guess I'm obliged to ask here mentally, does the girls even think about that kind of stuff? Or, hey, it's another chance to beat the defending state champion because you guys haven't been able to get over that hump.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've had great teams, but they've also had great kids.
But you guys have had great teams. You always have great teams.
We don't. Our pool that we pull from isn't quite the same as theirs, but our kids have been good. There's no doubt about that. But, you have your chance. You just want to make the most of it. So tomorrow's an opportunity for that. Hopefully we do that. And, you know, I guess we'll deal with whatever happens. Hopefully we're cheering at this time tomorrow night. And best to the team that doesn't. So, anyway, look forward to tomorrow.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow night. Ed, good win tonight.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Ed Rouse, head coach of the Minden Whippets, as they win it tonight, 25-10, 15-12. Here's the overall final stats of the match. First off, for Broken Bow, Shelby Lemberg, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, and she had 1 kill in the match tonight. I had Krisha Scott with 3 service points, 2 kills. Lena Gary, 3 service points and a kill. Ashley Kirkpatrick, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Jasmine Brooks, an ace block and a team-high 6 kills. And Julia Loy, 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Morgan Heffley had 1 service point. 19 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for Broken Bow, who will end their season at 13-19. And we'll say goodbye to seniors Ashley Kirkpatrick, Julia Loy, and Morgan Heffley, but they've got a lot of kids coming back next year for Coach Rohde. For Minden, Josie Madsen, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Allie Rouse had a total of 10 service points, 5 of those were aces, 3 kills. Addison Woodward had 8 service points, 3 of them aces. She had a match-high 2 ace blocks. She also had 7 kills. Anisha Keene had 1 kill. Emily Malcolm, 3 service points, 3 kills. Marissa Weaver came in late, got a kill. Carly Bauer, 7 service points, 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and a match-high 16 kills. Rebecca Stewart led all servers tonight as she picked up a total of 17 service points, if I've added those up right. The big number, though, 8 of those were ace serves. She had 1 kill, and Jenna Denny had 2 kills in the match. For Minden, 35 kills, 3 ace blocks, but they had 18 ace serves to improve to 25-3 on the season with a 25-10, 25-15, 25-12 win over Broken Bow. And they will play tomorrow night against Kearney Catholic here at Kearney High, 7 o'clock.